Good afternoon and welcome to this episode of the Under the Helmet podcast. As we go towards the season and we go and watching teams play and trying to get a feel for things, there are still national championships to be won. And next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, we have another national championship at stake with the Patriots from the MSFL versus the Kings of the APDFL. With us, we have Gregory Barksdale. He's a premier linebacker and a running back for the Patriots. And we have Dwayne Fleming, linebacker for the Kings. Good afternoon, Gregory and Dwayne. Not bad. Now, Greg, to you. You played at Northern Illinois and Tennessee State. What was that like playing in both the Ohio Valley and the MAC?
Well, man, it was great, honestly. You know, there wasn't really too many differences. You know, it was talent everywhere. You know, talent across the board. You know, as far as it wasn't really too much difference, to be honest with you. That B1AA is just as good as that MAC conference in B1 football. So, I didn't see too many differences, to be honest with you.
Now, Dwayne, you are coming off of a national championship victory over the 82 Chargers. What was the turnaround from celebrating that victory and getting back into the flow and trying to get ready for the Lincoln Way Patriots?
We got one goal in mind, and that's really winning. So it's like once we win that game, the next game, we on to the next game. You feel me? We ain't really too big on, like, just, you know, being complacent where we at. We want to be the best. We're trying to prove that we're the best.
Now, Greg, when you look at, first, you guys have to make that long trip down to Yulman Stadium. What's that mindset having to travel that far to claim a national championship?
Well, for me, and a lot of the guys on the team, you know, we took in that drive already to play the game, you know. Obviously, guys just got to come with the right mindset, you know. Not coming down, trying to party day before too hard, you know, because obviously it's going to be in New Orleans. But, you know, we've been through this before, so guys going to have the right mindset coming down the day before and be prepared, you know.
Dwayne, you're playing against a team from a different league. MSFL has that wide reputation of being one of the, if not the best league in this direction. When you play teams from different leagues, what do you look for first?
Can you kind of clarify that question with you?
As far as talent, when you see a team that from a league that you haven't played against, how much do you go into assuming, like, what they are before the game starts? Or do you wait till you get into the game to kind of get a feel for it?
Mm-mm. No. I'm expecting their best. I'm expecting them to come out with it on their mind, with, you know, and give it their all. I never look at it as if I got to feel them out. Nah, I'm preparing for their best. So, you know, I got to bring my best, because I know they're going to bring their best. So that's how I prepare for any game, any practice, for any other situation.
Now, Greg, you play both middle linebacker and running back. Explain to the audience what that mindset is like, being able to transition from having to run somebody over to being able to hit somebody.
Well, yeah, man. Honestly, you know, don't nobody like getting hit. Whether you're a linebacker, running back, receiver, quarterback, don't nobody want to get hit. So it's always key to deliver. You know, whether I'm running the ball, and engage with a tackler, or whether I'm coming downhill, having to meet a running back in the hole, just always having the mindset of initiating the contact is really the mindset to have.
Now, Dwayne, as a linebacker, when you see a bigger running back in the hole, how do you not rush and want to take your time as you try to break on and make the tackle?
I mean, the object of everything is stopping his momentum. With that being his legs, you know, carrying the load, I would like to, you know, I just think of it as the little man gonna win. You feel me? Exploding through the hips, and you know, I don't shy away from contact. You know, I prefer the bigger bats anyway, because I know they I know their tendencies.
Now, Greg, as a veteran and you played a while, do you still get the same butterflies in your stomach when you put the helmet on each time for a game?
Every time I strap up my cleats, it felt like
me
I got
too.
Something to prove. Still.
Me too.
It felt like that's a chip on my shoulder, whether I got to prove it to my teammates next to me to remind them who I am, or remind myself of why I've been doing this for so long. You know, so I always come out there with a chip on my shoulder, feeling like I got something to prove.
Now, Dwayne, with you as someone who has played for a while, what are you looking forward to playing at Yulman Stadium?
Oh, man, I'm excited, man. My couple of my family members went to Tulane. They're going to be coming out, though. So I'm real excited to be playing at the stadium. We'll be, like, the first semi-pro team in New Orleans to play there. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Greg, coming from the MSFL, what can our audience learn about the MSFL and the teams and the Patriots in general? What can we learn about that league? What is the biggest drawing power of that league?
Well, I would say that, you know, a lot of these guys in the league truly wake up, work out, and run to try to be the best football player that they can be. You know, we got, you know, this thing called the shit-talking page, you know, people go back and forth all day, every day, you know, and it just seems like each year the competition continues to get better. And, you know, I see guys across the league posting videos every day about how they what they doing on a day-to-day basis and how they ready to take us off the throne, you know. So each year guys are just continuing to get better and better because they're tired of losing. Guys tired of losing. They want that ring. So there's guys working in our league every day. I can at least say that for sure.
Now, Greg, if you have – I should say Dwayne. Dwayne, you have a moment where you have the ability to win another ring, which is your third in less than a year. What does that mean?
Man, that means a lot, and it speaks volume because this is like winning the league championship was actually my first time ever winning a championship in my life. So, you know, and to be able to have the opportunity to win three less than a year, you know, that's a large feat, you know. I'm trying to really accomplish that. I have to accomplish it. It's on my bucket list.
Now, Greg, what would a national championship so far from home mean to you?
Man, it'll mean a lot, you know, honestly. You know, to win anything in any league is hard. I don't care what anybody says about that, you know. To win anything in any league is hard. It takes a collective team with chemistry and unity, and it takes a lot, you know. So to be able to get another one, because it'll be my third this year as well. Championship.
Congratulations.
MSFL, the College of DuPage, I coach at the College of DuPage, and we won the D3 National Championship this year for the NJCAA. So it'll be my third, and it'll be a blessing, to be honest with you, man.
The College of DuPage finished a 9-2 season with a 34-29 victory over Nassau Community College. After starting 1-1, they won 8 of their last 9, and they haven't lost since the same team, Nassau Community College, on the 16th of October. What did you learn after that game as far as being a coach?
As far as the game we lost?
Yes.
Or the game we won?
The game you won, the game you lost.
As far as the game we lost, you know, I learned, you know, with the coaching staff, you know, just, you know, our bread and butter, you know, what works for us, you know, not trying to go out there and outdo ourselves mentally, having things having guys thinking too much and not being able to play as fast as they can, you know. So I would say just keeping it as simple as possible for the best result. Something that I learned from the first loss to those guys.
Now, Dwayne, in similar form, the Kings started off kind of rocky to start the APDFL regular season, but there was a moment where everything clicked. What can a loss teach you?
It can teach you a lot. It teaches you who you really are, honestly. How you bounce back, it means everything. To be honest with you, the games we lost, I never really felt like we lost. It just showed up on the record like that because of, you know, numbers, you know, guys showing up late, you know, things was just rough because of we wasn't all together. But once we got all together, I would say around towards the end of the season, I mean, that momentum carried throughout the playoffs. And, you know, that momentum still carrying on to this day.
Now, when we come back from this quick break, I want to discuss how this game will go far as being able to spread the our brotherhood of semi-pro. But that's after this break. You're listening to the Under Helmet Podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with Under Helmet Podcast. Terrence Biggs. We got Dwayne Fleming and Greg Barksdale. We're representing the Lincoln Way Patriots. Greg, when you look at semi-pro in general as a whole, what is the biggest flaw or mistake regarding the sport?
The biggest flaw, I would say, semi-pro would be that guys don't take it seriously. And what I mean by that is, yeah, semi-pro, you feel me? But anything that I do, I'm going to give it my all and give it 100%. Take it seriously. So I feel like guys, in our league, you know, are taking it a lot more serious, you know, making the competition a lot tougher. So I think we figuring it out as far as on our end, as far as what's kind of holding us back. You know, we should take it a lot more serious, being more professional, whether that's how we speak, interact after the game, mm-hmm. whether we on the field, just kids around, you know, you got to act accordingly. You know, because this is a profession, you know, it's opportunity to be made based off semi-pro, you know. So I would tell people to just take it serious, you know.
Dwayne, what do you see as the biggest downfall of semi-pro?
I'd agree with what he said about people taking it serious, you know, like that's the main thing. I think if the players take it a little more serious, then the community will take it a little more serious. Feel where I'm going? Like, I feel, and it's a lot of bottom feed. I feel like the best competition should play the best. Like, these bowl games mean much more than the league games that I feel, because the league, you play them teams all the time, and it's just like them local area teams. But when you playing in the bowls, you're playing teams from really across the nation. So it's like where the best talent is, you feel me? It's like you get to rep your town and rep your state, wherever you're from. The whole state, you feel me? Not just the local area. You get to rep the state because you're playing, you know, better talent. No offense to the, you know, the league, but you playing against the best, the champions from each league.
Now, for me, I look at it and I watch how things go, Greg, as far as the leadership. Do you feel as though the semi-pro world is ready for one national championship?
It has to be in a playoff format or something like that. You know, it's mm-hmm. hard to just diagnose with the best two teams in semi-pro without a head-to-head of some sort of something that can be relevant to that, you know.
Agreed.
It'll be tough. I would say more so like a playoff system with just league champs, you know, one league champ of each league, mm-hmm. you know, and go about it that way if that was to be something that can be created, you know.
Now, Dwayne, if we look at the game, who's one Kings player that flies under the radar that people should watch out for?
Carlos Kula.
He's not really under the radar. He's kind of like folks know him. Like, who's the one, like, underrated guy?
I say me. I don't think too many people really know who I am. And this is my time to really, you know, show people who I am, showcase it at the, you know, highest level of this in my pro.
There you go. That makes sense. Now, Greg, who's the one Patriot that we should watch for?
I would say Anthony Hughes. Definitely got to watch out for Anthony Hughes. He's going to be on all three phases somewhere. Somewhere. So you definitely should keep an ear out, for Anthony Hughes.
Now, before we go, I'm going to give the fans a little quick rundown of the game and make sure that if you're in the area, even if you're not in the area, try to get to New Orleans. It is February 5th. 5 p.m. kickoff, Yuman Stadium. It is the Lincoln Way Patriots and the Crescent City Kings for the Professional Football 2022 National Bowl Weekend. Greg, Dwayne, thank you both for joining us on the Unhelmed Podcast. Best of luck to both your teams.
Hey, man.
Good draft, man, out there.
Salute.
This has been another episode of the Unhelmed Podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.